Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you wonderful listeners back to the second episode of Mocha Time, the podcast where we get a drink and we reflect on our places in the massive world in which we live, and we also try to answer any questions that we might have. I'm your host, Mr. Mocha, and tonight's choice of beverage is one that I've been enjoying very frequently as of late on the way to the library. It's a Belgian chocolate frostino from Costa, no coffee, medium, whipped cream. And the sweet taste that it has makes me feel young again. It's funny, I say that as if I'm not 22. What I mean to say is that it takes you back to a simpler time. And I think I'm right when I say that we all wish for that from time to time. Before we get started, I'd like to say thank you to all of those who have listened to the podcast so far. When I first went live and I was talking to some friends and family about it, I said that this project was meant to give people some personal insight on a regular basis, because we don't always get that. We're always so busy with chasing trains, running to meetings, and submitting work, that we never have time for ourselves. Or maybe I should say, we never make time for ourselves. All of this noise around us tends to drown out that inner voice that we all have. The inner voice that says things like, take care of yourself, slow down, just breathe. And so this podcast was meant to be a figurative pair of noise-cancelling headphones that you as listeners can put on, in the hope that these insights that I offer might resonate with some of you or some parts of you. I also said that if just one person benefits from this podcast, then I'd label this project a success. But the overwhelming support and feedback that I've received has been absolutely astounding. We've had a very good friend of mine suggest that I talk about being in love, a topic which is relevant to many of us, and I'm very excited to plan that episode for a release around Valentine's Day or even before then. We've had many people say that my voice is soothing, which I'm flattered by, and it makes me happy to know that this amateur podcast has the potential to do more than amateur things for real people with real lives. And I have all of you to thank for that. So thank you. You may have noticed that the title of this episode is Masks, Queens, Kings, and Scary Things, and you might be wondering what that's all about. Well, Halloween is coming up really soon, and it's a time where we put on costumes, we enjoy sweet things, and with someone else for an evening. Superman, Wonder Woman, a king, a queen, and it really made me think to myself, well, we all wear masks on Halloween, but do we ever wear masks at other times of the year? If we do, is that good or bad? More importantly, why do we wear masks? In tonight's episode, our question is, should we wear masks all the time? So let's sit, take a sip, and get right into it. Do you enjoy Halloween? I enjoy Halloween. I never went trick-or-treating growing up, but I could appreciate the holiday as a time to eat as much chocolate as possible. It was also a time to watch scary films that were on the television, and I'm sure a lot of you can share that sentiment, or part of that sentiment. Whenever we wear masks at Halloween, we don't really think much of it. It's almost routine. It's to be expected of us. But that expectation disappears as soon as Halloween passes us by, and then we're left with an expectation that everyone you see is as you see them. In reality, that's not always the case. I tend to find that masks are still worn before and after the 31st of October, but the masks that I'm referring to aren't literal masks. As interesting or amusing as it might be, we don't normally see people sporting a Batman mask in a meeting or a teddy bear costume in a social circle amongst friends. No, the masks that I'm referring to are figurative. One example is exhibiting certain behaviours which are out of character with who you normally are or identify yourself to be. Another example might be agreeing to someone else's opinion on a specific matter, when in reality, you've opposed that perspective for as long as you can remember. Finally, it could be something as simple as saying that you're fine, when in reality, you're not fine. Now, all of this sounds quite counterproductive. Someone might ask, well, why would you say that you're fine when you're not? Surely by admitting that you're not fine, you can then get help. Someone may ask, Why would you agree with something you don't actually believe in? Surely that should make you feel bad. Or that means you're flaky as a person or as a person regarding your beliefs. Finally, someone may ask, why are you behaving like that? Because someone else is. Surely that makes you inconsistent. One thing you may have noticed is that all of these examples end with a very strong suggestion about the person wearing a mask. And all of these suggestions allude to the idea that wearing a mask is wrong. But more importantly, that the person wearing a mask is bad for doing so. For a moment, I'd like to challenge that premature judgment with a reminder that life isn't always black or white. We are all different, living in our own different ways. Be it about our opinions or our emotions, we all exist somewhere on a spectrum. Sometimes in our attempt to understand things, we forget that we all exist on some type of spectrum and we judge people and things at face value without stopping to think why they wear a mask. Believe it or not, we often wear masks to avoid being judged in the first place. We wear masks because in our minds we rationalize that who we are at the moment in time is not good enough. And from that rationalization, there comes a fear of being judged and ultimately rejected. Rejection is a very scary thing to many of us, if not all of us. Much scarier than any ghost or skeleton you might see on Halloween night. It's scarier because rejection means being alone to some degree. It means not being accepted by people, either in a small environment or in a larger environment. And if we can avoid being rejected, we will do so. Even if it means putting on a mask and pretending to be something that we aren't, or someone that we aren't. For those of you who are students, some of you maybe feel pressured from time to time to behave in a certain way or to think certain things because a certain culture demands it of you. And out of fear of not having friends or being seen as weird, you may feel as though you have to be someone else just to fit in. You may feel as though you have to go out and drink and dance until 4 in the morning, when in reality, a nice evening for you is snacks, a film, and board games with some of your friends. For those of you who are at work, you may feel as though you have to think in a particular way that you personally don't agree with, out of the fear that if you don't, you won't get promoted or you won't be recognized for your hard work. For those of you who are infatuated with someone new, out of the fear that you'll be rejected, you'll behave as if you're someone else to cater to that person's preferences. By no means is this an extensive list, but I'm sure all of us can relate to one of these examples to some extent, and the list goes on. Sometimes we perceive other individuals as kings and queens of their own social circle, and we wrongfully label ourselves as lesser than, or we perceive ourselves to be outsiders simply by being ourselves. All of these examples have this fear of rejection in common, and unlike Halloween, the other thing that makes it scarier is that it's not just limited to one night of the year. For some, it's every day. So the question remains, should we wear masks every day? Well, the clear answer to that is no, we shouldn't. But the way to tackle this issue isn't to judge those who do wear masks to fit in. That judgment without understanding is the very reason that people wear masks in the first place. The solution is to embrace who you are as an individual and try to shift your perspective on who you are and what you think society expects of you. More often than not, our desperate need to cover up ourselves and hide who we are from the world comes from a lack of understanding as to what the world is actually like. For example, as a student, you don't need to drink alcohol and dance all night to avoid being a social outcast, because in the same way that there are people who enjoy partying, there are also people who enjoy quiet nights in, just like you. And either one is absolutely fine, provided that you're safe and that you're enjoying what you're doing for you, and not for the sake of anyone else. As an employee, you don't need to employ a certain mindset which you may not morally agree with just to progress, because in reality, your hard work, commitment, and honesty should be more than worthy enough to demonstrate what you truly deserve and what you're capable of. As a quote-unquote hopeless romantic, you don't need to be Superman to find love, but by being who you are as a human being, you'll connect with someone that complements you in a happy and healthy way. The crazy thing is, being authentic being who you truly are instead of conforming to what we believe society wants is what drives positive changes in society and earns the respect and acceptance of others, which is what we desired enough to put on the mask in the first place. It's about learning that being who you are is more than enough. Of course, we all have room to grow, but how can you grow if you aren't prepared to be yourself? Yes, there may be people that leave when you take off the mask, but there will be people that stay. And that's amazing. Because you know that those people are there for you, not for someone you make yourself out to be. Despite what we may think in our minds, there is no true social hierarchy. There aren't any social kings and queens of a royal court. We are all people, wanting to be loved, accepted, and understood by our fellow person. Never feel as though you have to be someone else all year round to be accepted. By accepting yourself, people will accept you. And that fear of rejection slowly dissipates and is replaced with love and understanding. So, should we wear masks all the time? No, we don't need to. Because who you are beneath the mask is more than enough. And when that music comes on, that's a sign for me to go. Once again, I'd like to thank Lakey Inspired and DJ Quads for the smooth tunes that we used in this episode. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been your host, Mr. Mocha, and I'd like to thank you all for tuning in. Until next time.